Welcome back to Two Girls, One Show. I'm MC Pantera.
And I'm MC Jimandy.
As for today, we invented our own special corner, The Great Expectations. Like Jimandy already told you, we want to dish out the one and only truth about university and studying. Well, are you a helpless soon-to-be freshman student? Heard a lot of absurd university stories and don't want to end up like our beloved you-know-nothing Jon Snow? Then remember all of your questions and expectations and post them on our Twitter account at @2girls1show with the hashtag expectation versus reality right now. Jimandy, will you kindly explain?
Oh yes, we will pick out some of them based on the categories new friends, studying, university staff, and accommodation to give you the best of the best and only the best and especially authentic answers. We invited Jessica Chanel McMoney.
Hey guys.
And Amanda Geek.
Hello friends.
Because they just finished their freshman year. Both of them will state their own opinion to these categories. Enough talking, let's get started.
Our first question is about studying. Many who come to university are traumatized by the school finishing exams and the workload that came with them. Jimandy, give us the details.
Well, the first tweet is from @50shadesoflove. I've had enough of high school. You have so many exams to study for because you have to attend a billion courses. Sad smiley, angry smiley, crying smiley. Please tell me that I won't have to study so much anymore since I have only one or two majors. Crying smiley, times three.
Just because you only have one or two majors doesn't mean there are less courses you have to take. There are many different focus points, but when you're studying something you love, it should be no problem. Taking notes and attending every class are vital, of course, but it's fun, trust me.
I think you really don't have to study that much at all. All you need is a study buddy you can sit next to and a little green guy called Johnny. He'll help you to get in contact with the cool kids.
Okay, next question. Professors and lecturers may seem like very intimidating or even distant people when you see them from your seat in the last row of the lecture hall. Some are even afraid. Let's investigate.
The next tweet is from XOXO Leo DiCaprio Bay, and she asks us about the university staff. Teachers always warn us that there won't be people who will help us with probably much anything, like homework. The way they put it, it seems like no one will even be there to answer any questions. So, is it true that I'm on my own? Like, on a desert island?
Ooh, that's dramatic.
That person watched too many episodes of Lost.
Professors here are the best. Just approach them and they will gladly help you. You're certainly not alone. There are tutorials as well, led by students in higher semesters. So if you're uncomfortable talking to professors, just ask them. Your classmates can help you as well. Don't be afraid to ask. We're all one big family here.
There are people you could ask, I heard. One of them is called Esther or Astra. Wait, that's a beer. Well, something like that. The most effortless way is to post your questions on Facebook. Some geek will answer you.
Okay, the third tweet is from @canihaveacupoftea_girl_UK. Oh my god, I have to read this in the British accent.
Oh my god.
Okay. I can't wait to get to college, mostly because of the great new BFFs I'm going to have. I will have to be there on the first day because otherwise I'm going to end up like a Billy No Mates. Right. Oh, I will have to be stylish and cool every day to find my cool squad.
That was a great, great impression, really. But yeah, what you get from the outside, campus life seems to be all about the cool people you'll meet.
It's quite easy to find new people here, especially during the first weeks. I would suggest going to the Fachschaftstreffen at the beginning of the semester. Practically everybody is looking for new people, so they're all open and friendly. Be yourself though. It sounds cliché, I know, but it's still the best way to make new friends. One of my best friends now drank like 2 beers before she started talking to us because she was so afraid. So if that helps you, why not?
When I go outside to have a cig, I just ask who wants to smoke a little Johnny with me. Works every time. Just be cool and people will come to you. But you need to watch out for people that just act cool but really aren't. You wouldn't want them as friends, would you?
Yeah, that's true actually. And last but not least, the hotly debated topic of housing. This is actually a very controversial and sensitive topic here in Düsseldorf. What does Twitter say about this?
The last tweet is from @JohnnyStyle, and he asked us about accommodation. I heard from a friend that she's already looking for accommodation, although we haven't even graduated yet. She tells me that it is necessary to search for rooms 6 months earlier. That is so nuts, indeed. I don't even know what I want to study or where I want to go. Anyway, I can't really believe that I already have to look out for affordable rooms. That's just so stupid.
Finding an affordable room here really is not that simple, actually. I moved 3 times during my first semester because I couldn't stay at the first 2 places, and it took me like half a year to get a room at the dorms. It was all worth it, though, because now I live on campus and it's great and also cheap in comparison to the other apartments here in Düsseldorf.
I would recommend you to stay at your parents' or let them buy you a flat. Don't move out if you can avoid it. Otherwise, you have to clean up by yourself, and that would suck big time.
All right, that concludes our Q&A of expectations and reality of campus life. Amanda, Jessica, thank you very much for being here with us today and for answering questions by desperate students-to-be. And don't worry if your question was not answered today.
We'll have another installment of The Great Expectations tomorrow. Just post your questions via Twitter to our account @2girls1show with the hashtag #expectationversusreality. We'll talk about life hacks to survive the ongoing semester after the next song. See ya!